Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning, top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I'm Dr. Alfreda, I'm your kingdom coach and your host on this morning. We especially welcome all of our first-time listeners chiming in from all across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. And please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the mighty name, the righteous name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Amen. You can also like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And amen. All right, all right, all right. We pray that everybody, amen, is excited. We are excited here. We are, boy, I'm telling you, still high off the praise party, amen, that we had on last night. Amen, I'm telling you. And the Spirit of God was moving, and he's still moving, and it was just a beautiful celebration, amen, of praise, of worship, amen, and testimonies and praise reports. And I'm telling you, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is absolute liberty. So we are thanking God for that. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Still a little drunk, but you know what? Glory be to God. We used to go to those parties on the weekends when we was out in the world. We would get up early in the morning and go to work. We get up early in the morning, take care of the kids. We get up. We still got up when we had to get up, even though we had just laid down an hour, 2 hours before. We still got up. And if we can do that in the world, we sure enough can do that for the Lord. Amen. And so we want to give God praise. Amen. All right, all right, all right. We have been teaching on the signs of the times. Amen. Glory be to God, letting us know, amen, what they are. And as outlined in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. So we're going to come back to that next week, Lord's willing. Next week, we have a few more pointers, amen, that we want to share with you there. Today, we want to sort of take it, amen, to a different place, amen, just to a thought. This is to encourage your heart. We want to close the week out, amen, on a different note, amen. Matter of fact, so let's do it this way, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let us just read it. Give me 1 second. All right. Flip over here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So in our Bibles, amen. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy, amen, chapter number 3, hallelujah. All right, and so I'll just read it, amen, and then we will pick up here next week, Lord's willing. You notice we always got to say Lord's willing, amen. All right, verse 1 says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof,
from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We pray that you are enjoying the teaching. We pray that you are learning. Amen. You're taking notes. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And the eyes of your understanding are being enlightened, knowing that it is not God's will for us to be ignorant. Amen. And God's people perish. Amen. For a lack of knowledge. So with all that in mind, amen. Glory be to God today, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. As we have seen in our teachings over the last 2 weeks, glory be to God, that the world is shifting. And the world is drastically shifting and swirling so fast. I mean, like, it's like blowing our minds, like really? Really? Glory be to God. And sometimes, beloved, it may appear as though it's different. Our lives are different from one day to the next. Like we literally do not know, you know, what to expect, amen, the next day, because that's how fast things are shifting. It is simply a fact that we live in an age where everything seems to be changing right before our eyes. In fact, technology develops so quickly, but beloved, that if I, right now, if we begin to list the devices that represent the new technology of today, and if my God, there's some new technology out here. I was on Google the other day, and you know, I'm always thinking about new ideas and inventions myself, but I'm telling you, it's technology is like off the chain. And if we would sit down here together and begin to write down a list of all the new technology today, beloved, whatever we wrote down would be outdated before this sermon is over. It would be outdated. See, that's how fast technology is changing. Not only have we seen technology change quickly, beloved, but we have also seen politics and political parties, national and international boundaries and currencies change. I mean, like literally, like it's going to be a cashless society, you know, cashless with Bitcoin and this and that and that. I mean, it's just changing. The value of the money is changing. Everywhere we look, it's change, and the list goes on and on and on. And we could be here all morning talking about change. And in the midst of this climate of sweeping changes that the world is caught up in, beloved, scores of people have been swept into a shift in core biblical values and morals, even concerning the most basic tenet of faith. See, that's changing. What you believe yesterday, you don't believe today. Well, I did believe that, but now I got a different. I look at it this way, Pastor. You know, change. These changes are occurring at an alarming rate, beloved. Alarming, but we should not be surprised by it. Not as born again believers. Why? Because as we have been teaching over the last couple weeks out of the book of 2 Timothy 3, which we're coming back to next week, Lord's willing, beloved, we should not be surprised because the Holy Spirit warned us 2,000 years in advance. And that's a long time. 2,000 years in advance, see, that this would occur in the very last part of the last days. And we are in the last of the last of the last of the last days. Perhaps the shock we feel is that so many are abandoning former positions of faith to embrace new ones. Unbelievable. I used to believe that, but I believe this now. I believe that now. Someone that used to be strong in the faith. I was not really shocked. I wasn't shocked because we're living in the last days. But now this person, this very same person, is questioning the Bible and questioning the different forms of the Bible, questioning who wrote the Bible. I wasn't shocked. See, but I just knew that I had to pray for that individual a little bit more. Why? Because it is just what is going on around us. See, and this is happening at, beloved, lightning speed. Change. Glory be to God. Change. In the midst of this ever-changing environment, beloved, it is good to remember. There's good. Matter of fact, I'm reminded of the song, amen, everything must change. Everything must change. Y'all know that one. Amen. Matter of fact, a couple versions of that song. Amen. Everything must change. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But in the midst of this ever-changing environment, and we're not talking about the natural changes that take place, beloved, as one grows. No, we're not talking about that. Amen. Glory be to God. We're just talking about, amen, hallelujah, how everything is changing. Amen. And God is nowhere in view. But in the midst of this ever-changing environment, it is good to remember this morning. And I just come to share this with you just to encourage you so we can close this week on a high note, beloved, on a high note, especially since from our service last night, we already high. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to just maintain that position in the spirit. We're going to close this week on a high note. Glory be to God. And I just want to encourage you, beloved, to let you know it is good to remember that there is one thing that never changes, and that is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Everything must change but Jesus. Ah, everything will change but Jesus. Some people will change but Jesus. Technology will change but Jesus. Oh, yeah, politics will change, but Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. International boundaries will change, but Jesus. Currency may change, but Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus never changed, beloved. He was in the past, exactly who he is in the present, and precisely who he will be forever. So the scripture tells us in Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 8, and it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah, I want you to memorize that verse. Focus on that verse, meditate on that verse, because that verse shows the immutability of Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same. When we look at the Greek word same, glory be to God, it means that Jesus is unchangeable. Glory be to God. That's some good news. One of our sisters, come on, amen, hallelujah, and she's known for saying, ain't that some good news? Hallelujah. Well, yeah, that's some good news. Yeah, that's some good news, beloved. What good news is is in a world where things are changing at lightning speed. Jesus Christ is the one person we can depend on to be the same, regardless of the time or regardless of the spirit of the age. Jesus is the same. He was the same, hallelujah, in the 15th century, in the 16th century, in the 18th century. He is the same God, hallelujah. We don't need to refigure who Jesus is. We don't need to refigure what he thinks or what his message is, because he is the same, and everything he represents is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, glory. Yesterday. Hallelujah. When we look at the Greek word yesterday, beloved, it depicts all time that ever was until this present moment. The word yesterday in the Greek describes the past. The word today in the Greek, glory be to God, means today or at this very moment or at this current age. Glory be to God. It depicts the present time. Oh, yeah. But in the Bible, when the words yesterday and today are used in one phrase, as they are used here in this particular scripture, it also portrays continuity. Oh, glory be to the living God. Thank God for continuity. Hallelujah. The words yesterday and today, hallelujah, are an Old Testament expression to denote continuity. Yes, yes, yes. So here we find that Jesus isn't one way in the past and another way in the present. Whoever he was in the past is exactly who he is in the present. There is continuity in Jesus Christ. Therefore, beloved, if you discover Jesus of the past, you have also discovered Jesus of the present, and you have discovered Jesus of the future, because he is continuously the same. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ the same. Glory be to God forever, forever. Hallelujah. Past, present, and future. When the Bible says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Forever in the Greek means into all the ages of the future. Oh, yeah. This phrase depicts all future time to come, including all ages that will ever be known. Glory be to God. So therefore, when we look at this scripture in the Greek, beloved, and in our Greek Bibles, we can read it like this. Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ is exactly the same in the past, in the present, and in the future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that he don't change on us. He don't get new on us. Oh, glory be to God. He is the same. Beloved, I don't know about you, but I am so thankful that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and for all future ages. With all the sweeping changes happening in the world right now, I thank God that Jesus isn't one of them. Oh, hallelujah. Whoever he was in the past is who he is in the present. Hallelujah. And whoever he is in the present, it is who he is. Hallelujah. Forever. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm happy about it. What about you? So, beloved, in light of this wonderful truth, I want to advise you to dig deeper into your Bible, particularly into the four Gospels where Jesus is so vividly portrayed, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Hallelujah. The Jesus you find in the four Gospels will be the same forever. Glory be to God. What Jesus said and did in those four Gospels is exactly what he is saying and doing now. So if you come to know the Jesus of the four Gospels, you will come to know the Jesus of today. Hallelujah. Because he is exactly, identically, and precisely the same. Glory be to God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we say thank you. In the midst of this ever-changing world environment, we are so thankful that Jesus Christ never changes. He was in the past exactly who he is in the present and precisely who he will be forever. Lord, we are in awe of your unchanging love and your unending mercy in a society that is morally, politically, and economically shifting. We boldly proclaim on Christ, the solid rock, we take our firm stand. Truly, all of the ground is sinking sand. Help us, Holy Spirit, to stand strong for you, no matter who around us may abandon their position of faith. Thank you, Father. Thank you, and we pray this in Jesus' name, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Jesus Christ, the same. Hallelujah. Yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be praised. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're closing out this week. Hallelujah. Knowing that in the last days, perilous times will come. Darkness will come. Evil will increase. All of these things must happen. Hallelujah. Otherwise, God will be a liar. No matter how much you pray, hallelujah, it's still going to happen because it must happen because it's been prophesied to happen. But in the midst of the darkness, we, the body of Christ, are not affected by it. Glory be to God. But the Lord has us here to be used by him. Glory be to God in this last hour. What a privilege for us to serve as the last church. We are the last church, and we can take that confident stand, not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because we know we serve a God who is immutable. We serve a God who is unchanging. He won't change on us or get new on us. He is the same God. We have his resume. We know his history. And he's the same God. Hallelujah. Today that he was yesterday. Hallelujah. He's the same God today and yesterday that he will be tomorrow and all ages to come. Anybody happy about it? Hallelujah. And God be praised. We want to thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. For your service to the ministry this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, prayer warriors, those on the forefront. Amen. Those in the backup stage. Amen. Hallelujah. Touching and agreeing. Hallelujah. God bless. God bless. Thank God for a Wednesday night Bible study. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. For all your financial support. Amen. And your tithes, offerings, and donations to the ministries. Thank God for your prayers for me and for one another. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. For saints, let us continue to pray. I spoke with somebody last night. It didn't hit the news yet. It didn't hit the news yet. They said Jamaica's on lockdown. Jamaica is on lockdown, amen, because it is COVID-19, this Delta variant. And they talking so much about Afghanistan. They ain't talking that much about Nigeria. And they're not talking that much about, glory be to God, yeah, Nigeria, glory be to Haiti. They ain't talking that much about Haiti. And they ain't said nothing about Jamaica yet. So they talk about Afghanistan. Everything's important, I guess. Amen. But glory be to God. Amen, beloved. That's how bad it is in Jamaica with the Delta variant. And you best believe if it's happening all around us, amen, it's just a matter of time. It'll be happening even closer. But we are immune. We are immune. We are dwellers in the Lord's house. We wasn't afraid the first time. We ain't going to be afraid this time. And we ain't going to be afraid the next time. But the Bible says it's the beginning of sorrow, saints. Amen. So prepare yourself for the new norm. We're not going back the way it used to be. Them days is over. Them days is over. Hallelujah. Don't even dwell on the way it used to be because we ain't going back to that. This is a new norm. There's no longer business as usual, but business is unusual. Amen, because God is up to something. Amen. So this weekend, please, let us pray for our president, President Biden and his administration. Amen. Let us pray for those in Afghanistan. Glory be to God. It's a terrible situation that's going on over there. Let us pray for what's going on in Jamaica. Y'all hear it in the news. Amen. I just happen to know people that have family in Jamaica. That's how I got firsthand information. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us continue to pray for Haiti. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us pray for all the wildfires that's still burning. Saints, do y'all believe that? Like the whole state, see, like the whole state is on fire over there in California with the wildfires. And I mean, the house is burning like you're cooking, like your kitchen stove is on. The fire is just burning. Glory be to God. Houses burning, smoke. Beloved, just let us not sit back and just say just another day. Let us not sit back and say signs of the times. Yes, it is the signs of the times. And yes, Jesus is coming. And we can even feel something in the air. Those of you that's close to Jesus can say y'all feel the shift in the atmosphere. Those of us that are really close to Jesus know we feel something. Oh, yeah. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Those of us that's really close to Jesus know that Jesus is so close to coming back that today could actually be the day that we might not even step into, amen, a new month. Because we'd be out of here. If the people left behind, they could do what they want to do. Unfortunately, they could do what they want to do. And souls will still be saved after the rapture. Amen. But it's going to be if it's difficult for them to come to Christ now, how much difficult do you think it's going to be when after the rapture? Because when the rapture takes place, guess who's going with us when we meet Jesus in the air? Guess who's going with us? Yeah, you're right. The Holy Spirit is going with us. The Holy Spirit, he is the one, amen, that invites people to the church. He is the one that leads men to repentance. He is the one. So when we go up, he's going up. So imagine how much difficult it's going to be here on planet Earth. Glory be to God, and the Holy Spirit is going. Beloved, the only reason this earth is having grace and mercy is because God's children are here. And we're here praying, and we're the light of the world, and we're his servants. That's the only reason that we have this grace and mercy, amen, that's among us. But what happens when we're caught up? And so we're unfortunately, some family members and friends will be left behind. Amen. And there is a remnant coming up out of that, but it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult. Glory be to God. And the Bible speaks about 144,000. But let me tell you, they're going to have to say, I'm not going to take the mark of the beast. Amen. In order to survive. Now, beloved, and they say, I'd rather die than take the mark of the beast. Huh? But it ain't going to be no fast death. It's not like they're going to say, well, just shoot me in the head. I'm not taking them on. No, there ain't nobody shooting you in the head. It ain't going to be that quick. It's going to be slow and it's going to be torturous. It's just going to, the Bible says when that 666, glory be to God, and I don't think the vaccine is the Antichrist, but it's setting up for it. It's setting up for that. The next thing you're going to know, the Bible says without that mark of the beast, they're going to tell you you can't eat. You can't go in the supermarket and buy no food. You can't get on an airplane and fly. You can't do nothing unless you take the mark of the beast. The vaccine is a trial run. It's a trial run. Beloved, amen. Jesus is coming back again. Stop playing church. Stop playing church. Don't be found getting ready. Be ready. Glory be to God. Be ready. Glory be to God. If you're standing at the bus stop and you waiting for that bus, glory be to God, you got to be there when that bus pull up. The bus at the bus stop and you two blocks down running, telling the bus driver to stop. That bus driver going to tell you the lady catch the next bus. Baby, when Jesus come back, we can't be found getting ready. We got to be ready. Hallelujah. The only thing you taking with you is what's in your heart. Only thing you taking with you. You get, ain't no need in packing no money. Ain't no need in packing no luggage. You won't need your jewelry. You won't need none of that in heaven. Huh? You ain't taking nothing with you but what's in your heart. And guess what Jesus said about what's in your heart? Glory be. This is what Jesus says about what's in your heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Look at the scripture in Revelations. Amen. I'm finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Okay. I want you to look at Revelations 22, Revelations 22:21. This is what has to be in your heart here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Revelations, wait a minute, 22. Verse number 11 says this. This is why you got to be careful what's in your heart when I say be ready. When Jesus cracked that sky, beloved, when Jesus cracked that sky, in a moment, in the twinkling of eyes, going to happen so quick, you ain't even going to know what's going on until it happens. In a moment, in the twinkling of eyes. And this is the situation that he says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. That scripture is saying, whatever is in your heart. I was going to repent tonight. I was going to repent. I was going to call him. I was going to get it straight this weekend. Whatever is in your heart at that moment, if it's filth, he said, bye-bye. Let it be filthy still. If it's unholy, he said, bye-bye. Let him be unholy still. If it's righteousness, he said, hello, welcome. Let him be righteous still. Saints, God judges the heart. Pastor, God knows my heart. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. That's what we're a little afraid of right about now. Because the question is, since God knows your heart, what does God know? What does God know, saints? See, and we need to talk to God and ask God to help us to get some stuff straight. Help us to get it straight. Because, saints, let me tell you something. Even if the rapture didn't take place today, if God allows the spirit of death to come sweep you up, that's still your rapture. Either way, you up out of here. And I don't know why we live this like we ain't gonna never die. We don't even want to talk about death. Don't want to talk about no getting me a will. No, you need to be, amen, talking to Sister Tanya, Norwood, myself, amen, so we can have a lawyer draw you up a free will. Glory be to God. Don't have no life insurance, but they ain't got no, the house ain't in order, just like you. I ain't going nowhere. We don't even want to talk about death. Family come in, they don't know what's going on. You got all your passcodes, you got your computer on passcode, your cell phones on passcode, all your important papers locked up in somewhere, hidden in the closet, can't know, talking about these for the family, don't nobody even know where's that. And do that make sense? That don't even make sense. These for my baby. Your baby don't even know they got it, you got it. Don't even make sense. See, don't even make sense. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I sat down with my daughter. I said, okay, now, this is it. These are all my passcodes. Here, blah, 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 blah. Come on, saints. You now don't know what the future holds. Now, if the rapture take place, won't make no difference because me and my children are out of here. Glory be to God. But under normal conditions. What if this is the spirit of death? Maybe it's just your time to go home. Then what? You working hard, got all this money saved up for the family. The family don't even know nothing about it. You know how many people die every year? You know how the banks are rich? All the secret bank accounts that people had from family and that type of thing. Then the person died and the family never even knew to go to the bank and claim it because they didn't know nothing about it. It just don't make no sense. Saints, let us pray. All right? Let us pray for the murders. Let us pray for the bloodshed. Let us pray for our American troops. All those young boys that died out of those 13 Americans that died last week in Afghanistan. The majority of them were young, right out of high school 2 years ago. Could have been your son, your grandson, your nephew. Let us pray. Saints, let us pray. Let us pray. Amen and amen. I'm praying that everybody had a good weekend. Amen. Whatever you do, amen. Keep Jesus on your mind. Lord's willing, we'll be back here at 12 o'clock tomorrow. 12 o'clock tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. Look, I'm finding out, I was talking to a group of pastors, amen, that we ain't the only church that's still virtual. A lot of churches haven't gone back, and some of the ones that's going back, they backing back up again. But we go, why? It's a new norm. Beloved, we as believers got to know that we are the church. The Lord is trying to drive the message home in a different way. We are the church. Let me make this other announcement too. Glory be to God. Temple of Refuge Church, where my mother is the pastor, will be giving away book bags today. Amen. Glory be to God. Book bags. Amen. And goodies. Amen. From 2 to 6 today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If you know any children, amen, that need some book bags, amen. It's a back to school event. Amen. The address is 7486. East Tupperhocken Street. Amen. Glory be to God. They're going to have music out there, and they're going to have some food and some games. They say free haircuts. I might need to check that out. That could need me a shape up. all right. So that's going to be taking place today from 2 to 6. Okay. So if you know any children that need some supplies, I guess they're going to be in school. If they not, they still going to need the supplies. If they have to learn from home this year, whatever. Amen. I just want you to know that that's going to be there. If you like to make a donation, you can. Okay. But it is a free back to school event taking place today from 2 to 6. Amen. And so I want to make that announcement. My mother asked me to make that announcement. Amen, because they would like to give the school bags out to children in need. Amen. 7486 East Tupperhocken Street, right near the Sheltenham Mall. Amen, in Philadelphia. And to God be praised. All right. Bless the Lord, it's been my pleasure to serve you. It's been my pleasure to serve you this week. Thank you for allowing me to do so. Amen. And I want to thank you, amen, for allowing me to serve you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be safe, saints. Be safe. Be safe. Be safe. Be safe. Be safe. Glory be to God. Wear your mask. Wear your mask. Me and my mother put a couple dollars together. Yesterday, I went over to her house and dropped off some N95 masks. They the best, if you ask me, because you, with the N95 mask, you can actually feel, you put it on and breathe, you can feel the filtering, you can feel the clean air, you can feel the difference when you breathe, when you put on an N95 mask. It's like a dollar a piece if you get it from Shop HQ. It's like a dollar a piece, but they're reusable. To me, it's worth it. Amen. And depending on where I'm going, I put on two masks. I put an N95 on first, and then I put another, maybe a decorative one on top. Amen. So, saints, all I'm saying is go where the Spirit leads you. Amen. And be safe. And and I said all that to say, amen. So a lot of other pastors still are not back in the building yet. Will we be back in the building? Sure, we're going to be back in the building if the Lord leads us. In the meantime, we know that we already in the building because we are the church. Amen. Glory be to God. 12 o'clock for somebody who's not in church. Amen. Somebody, amen, who needs to hear the word. Let them know that there's a service taking place tomorrow here at 12 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen from the comfort of your car. Amen. Any place you have a cell phone, any place. Amen. All you got to do is call in the number or it just goes straight to the website. Amen. And listen live. Amen. And we bless Jesus. We say thank you for this week. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for reminding us that you're coming back soon. You're giving us all the signs, but you don't want us to be afraid, Father God, for we know that we serve a God who's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So we are happy about that. We say thank you for loving us so much, Father God. As we go out today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father God. Show us your pathway for provisions. Cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity, Father God. Cancel the spirit of premature death, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us to live a life. Help us to live every day like it's our last day. Help us to take on that mentality, because the truth of the matter is it really might be. It really might be. And we have no regrets even about that, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Spirit, we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the Spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet. Glory be to God. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine towards you and be gracious towards you and give you peace. Amen. And the Holy Spirit just reminded me, if you're a first timer, thank you so much for listening today. Amen. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Send us out an email. Communicate with us. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, PA 19038. Glory be to God. Let us hear from you. Amen. We love hearing from our visitors. Amen. God bless you, church family. You know I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God Jesus loves us all. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus Christ is saved yesterday.
It's built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood, support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound,
today and forever. Pastor Bradford signing out. Blessings on blessings.